Hello, everyone. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are streaming more stories than ever before about how to go back to work, dealing with this new reality. And again, our regular weekly guest, Mark Furman, from the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. Welcome back, Mark.
Hi there, Jeffrey. Great to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. Mark, there's everybody, you know, people in our region are trying to get back to work. We've done a good job of slowing the curve and trying to almost eliminate it. Some thoughts and maybe some warnings for entrepreneurs?
Yes. Well, of course, you have to have a safe place if you're going to reopen, not only for patrons, but also for your employees. I mean, what do you do with your, you know, different people have different comfort levels. So what do you do if people don't want to come back because they're just afraid or they have a compromised immune system or they live with someone with a compromised immune system? So you don't want to be forcing people to come back too soon. I think that creates some employment risks for you. And you know, we have a new reality in terms of how offices are going to operate, certainly restaurants, you know, what kind of social distancing there'll be, cleaning protocols, just trying to make sure everybody's safe. I mean, we're talking about in the office world not using conference rooms for an indefinite period of time, not having waiting rooms, having a one-way hall, all hallways being one-way so that people are not passing in the hall too close to each other, and, you know, high-touch areas being eliminated like refrigerators, coffee machines. You know, these are all things that complicate the life of an entrepreneur, and many of them have additional costs associated with them. And, you know, we have limitations on how many people can be in a particular office and, you know, the challenges that impose. But I think, you know, the COVID-19 experience is going to be one of those events that causes seismic change, not only how people live, but how they work. And people have found, you know, people who work in white collar jobs have, to a great extent, found that they can actually work very efficiently remotely. Has enormous implications for, you know, what kind of space entrepreneurs need for their businesses, whether they can function with people working remotely some or most or all the time. You know, it's just, it's revolutionary in terms of how we work and how we interact with each other. So it's really a amazing to see what's happened, you know, since March.
You know, again, I know we didn't want to necessarily get into it, but, you know, I speak to a lot of executives who now, when you blend what's going on in society with COVID, people are nervous to go downtown and just, you know, go back to work. They want to wait till just everything settles down. I think that's fair to sort of blend it together. And there has been sort of a general sort of emotional state that's been developed around safety. It's now about emotional, let's say, COVID, but also emotional safety. And people are just feeling more comfortable, being more productive at home. And I think statistics are bearing that out with people. So why, you know, why push people into something that could be a problem?
Right. I mean, I think people do like human interaction. We're social animals. And, you know, talking to you on a screen is different than seeing you in person. But it's an it is amazing that the technology is here, that we can do this. And, you know, for me, in my work, I can have meetings with people who work with me. I can see them. I can see their facial expressions. It's not the same, but it's pretty good. And this is causing our court system to rethink the necessity of having large amounts of lawyers congregate in a courtroom at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to argue their various motions one after the other. And instead, you know, the state courts, I think, are moving towards teleconference hearings and video conference hearings. There may even be some non-jury trials that are conducted remotely. I mean, that hasn't happened with me, but I can see a scenario where, with the agreement of the parties, that could occur. And in the meantime, you know, we're continuing to settle cases, mediate cases. They're excellent opportunities to mediate disputes now. And, you know, the Zoom platform, for example, gives folks an opportunity to have both group meetings and then breakout rooms where the different parties, you know, can talk to each other privately outside of the group. So there are real advantages to it. There's some disadvantages, but there's also, you know, real advantages. And if we have the time, I just mention one, for example. If there's a if there's an insurance company involved, a lot of times the decision maker for the insurance company is out of state and doesn't come to the mediation. They're only available by telephone. However, when you're having a Zoom mediation, there's no decision maker who isn't available, and the mediator can insist on their participation. So they can hear everything that everybody else is hearing about the case, its strengths and weaknesses. They're not removed from the process the same way that they are sometimes when everybody has to congregate in Boston and a claims person doesn't come. They're only available by phone. So I think that's an improvement. You know, I think there'll be more virtual mediations. It'll take up less client time. It'll take up, you know, eliminate all that travel that people do, the expense. And, you know, I hope that eventually courts are gonna, for court hearings, just schedule them 15, 20 minutes apart so that we don't have to wait. If we're the eighth case for our case to be heard, we can just call in at the appointed time, wait a few minutes, and then have our hearing. It'll save clients and lawyers time. It'll save clients substantial money. And so I'm really looking forward to how technology changes the dispute resolution environment and makes it actually better.
You know what I was wondering about, not the dispute, because I actually hear what you're saying, and I think it's wonderful, but in terms of court trials, you know, again, I'm not a litigator, you are, you know, the press used to have people who could go to court and observe trials. Now, if we're going to be doing some Zoom trials and different things, it will be excluding the press, and I'm wondering how they're going to be able to include the press so that we can have a freedom, you know, of information flowing to the public on different cases. That's something that has to be resolved as well.
I think that does have to be resolved, but you know, the technology does allow people to watch and not speak. So the possibilities are substantial. I don't see Zoom trials replacing jury trials, and some, you know, high profile, you know, jury trials are going to just have to wait. And I think there'll be reconfigurations of the physical space, the tradition of jurors sitting next to each other in close proximity during a trial is going to change, because they're going to have to maintain a safe distance from each other. So some of these courtrooms, I think, will have to be reconfigured for things to work. But when you have, you know, I think of some of very high-profile criminal cases where there's a media section in the gallery, that's all going to have to be figured out, how that's going to work in the new normal. We're just starting phase two in Massachusetts, but we'll get to a new normal, and it's certainly going to be different than it was on March 1st.
Well, I appreciate your insights and regular checking in with us. If somebody is an entrepreneur, a leader of a business, and they're looking to adjust to the new normal, make sure that they're doing things in the right way, how would they find you at Tarlo Breed Hart & Rogers?
I can be reached either by phone, 617-218-2025, or by email, mfurman, at tbhr-law.com.
Thank you for your insights, Mark. We appreciate your coming on to the show. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and that was Mark Furman of Tarlo Breed Hart & Rogers. And we'll be back after this short break with more stories.